Welcome to another edition of the Washam Science Podcast. In this episode, we're taking a look at the autumn equinox. The autumn equinox occurs every September 22nd. However, it could occur some years on the 21st or 23rd. The autumn equinox is whenever we have 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. The autumn equinox is the opposite of the spring equinox, which occurs in March. During the autumn equinox, it signals the start of fall. This is also the time of year that our nighttime becomes longer than our daytime, which means we have more hours of darkness than we do of daylight. This will continue until the winter solstice, whenever we start gaining daylight and losing darkness. During the autumn equinox, there is no tilt of the earth at or away from the sun, and therefore the sun is directly over the equator, giving the earth 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness across the entire planet. A couple of interesting things about the autumn equinox that you may not know. The autumn equinox kind of signals the beginning of the aurora borealis, which are sometimes called the northern lights. These lights occur over the poles, and they become more and more brilliant during the fall or autumn season. Also during autumn, you probably notice that the leaves begin to change colors on trees. The reason this happens is because of the less sunlight that we are receiving. Whenever the plants, or leaves in this case, receive less sunlight, they stop producing chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is the green pigment that a leaf uses for photosynthesis. As they stop producing the green chlorophyll, their leaf shows the other pigments of colors that are always hidden, such as the oranges and yellows and reds. Those start to shine through instead of the normal green, and that is how we get the different colors of leaves. Autumn also has its own full moon. The full moon that is closest to the autumn equinox is known as the harvest moon. You've probably heard this name before. The reason for the harvest moon is because the full moon that falls closest to the autumn equinox is also near the end of summer. During this time in the past, farmers were always busy harvesting their crops, and a lot of their crops all ripened for harvest around the same time, the end of summer, beginning of fall. They needed the extra daylight to get this done. Since they couldn't produce extra daylight, they worked by the full moonlight, hence the name harvest moon. I hope you've enjoyed these interesting facts about the autumn equinox. And join me again next time for another edition of the Washam Science Podcast.